43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time, the Holocaust Museum of Dallas opened in the mid-1980s. It was founded by a group of North Texas Holocaust survivors who made it the museum's mission to teach the history of the horrors of the Holocaust. For the longest time, it was the only Holocaust museum, not just in North Central Texas, but in the region, from neighboring Oklahoma to Arkansas and Louisiana. Now, the museum has an expanded mission, a new home, and a new name. From KERA, North Texas, Hadima Wagdi discovered that the museum is no longer focused only on World War II. It also addresses global genocide and ways to hopefully stop it.
When the doors to the new Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum open, local Holocaust survivors will fulfill a decades-old vision.
Well, in some ways, this is a dream 40 years in the making. The survivors who made their homes in Dallas started talking about building a memorial in the late 70s.
Mary Pat Higgins is the museum's president and CEO, and for the past 7 years, she's led a mission to move the museum from its old 6,000-square-foot facility into a new building that's nearly 10 times larger.
It's been such an honor, you know, realizing the legacy of our survivors, but also working with the community to expand the original vision.
Higgins says the new museum's radically different from its predecessor. And she's right. To start, the museum is outfitted with a bright and spacious lobby and a courtyard featuring a stunning sculpture by Texas artist James Searles. The space also has a special exhibitions gallery, a library, classrooms, and a theater.
Our new museum has a 250-seat, beautiful, state-of-the-art theater that Cinemark fully furnished for us.
The theater will host two signature speaker series and screen films. But the star of the museum is its permanent exhibition. It's filled with testimonies from Dallas-area survivors and opportunities to interact with history. Visitors can step inside a restored boxcar, like the ones used to transport Jews to death and concentration camps. In fact, here's audio from inside the boxcar.
It was the loudest place you ever knew. Some of them would say the Shema, and some of them says, why is this happening? And some people went berserk.
That man was from Poland, and he's one of the voices you can hear while standing inside the boxcar. Each person has their own story, and all of them are heartbreaking. Higgins says these testimonies are important education tools. That's why they've collected so many. And hearing these actual voices personalizes the experience.
It's impossible to imagine that experience that they endured, and it's impossible to imagine doing that to a fellow human being.
The exhibition doesn't concentrate only on the Jewish trauma. It also explores the roots of Nazism across Europe during the 30s and 40s. And that means audiences are forced to come face to face with the hateful worldview of Adolf Hitler. With quotes from Mein Kampf and German flags with swastikas, this part of the exhibition is intense. And it's meant to be. Higgins says to learn from our past, we have to examine the ugliest parts of it.
To, you know, have that level of unchecked hatred and turn the rest of the German population against their neighbors bears studying. The Holocaust really is a paradigm of genocide.
The Holocaust isn't the only example of unspeakable human cruelty. So the museum has dedicated an entire gallery to 10 other examples of genocide. It identifies conditions such as discrimination and persecution that always precede mass killings, and it shows how those conditions existed at sites of genocides in Cambodia, Uganda, and Bosnia. Then the exhibition explores the worldwide movement for human rights and what we can all do to uphold them, from recognizing our own biases to standing up when we see injustice.
We want our visitors to understand the process of genocide, because once you understand the process, you can be more aware of events happening in the world today and speak up against another genocide before it occurs.
For years, the phrase "never forget" has rallied the Holocaust remembrance movement. But the museum hopes that everyone who visits comes away thinking, never again. Reporting from KERA North Texas, I'm Hadi Mawagdi for the Texas Standard.
The Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum opens tomorrow. We're coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. It's Texas Standard Time.